Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wand Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Allen and staff Sue Wagner and Kelly Ward available tonight. Actually, Dr. Pat and Kelly are not available tonight, unfortunately, but I will be taking calls and I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Wand Institute and what services we offer. We do have a call-in number for the show. It's 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback number and enter the number in your phone contact list so it avoids going to spam. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit more about the Wand Institute. Dr. Pat Allen, the Wand Institute, Dr. Pat Allen started the Wand Institute over 50 years ago to help men and women learn to express their wants and not wants with integrity and honesty, and to recognize and avoid damaging ploys of intimidation and seduction. One thing the Wand Institute system works is by helping you to avoid negative and self-destructive thought and speech patterns that create emotional bottlenecks in your personal and business relationships. It teaches you to recognize and potentially deal with gaming, intimidation, and seductive patterns of manipulation used on you by others. It also empowers you to achieve your life goals through the simple but powerful technique of consistency and simply asking for what you want and saying no to what you don't want. The Wand Institute facilitators trained and coach participants with techniques to achieve their personal and financial goals in life and to create successful interpersonal relationships by using the innovative, proven, and patented Wand training principles that allow you to speak rationally, decide rationally, and disagree rationally. So using the Wand training, you can learn how to use words as potent tools to get what you want out of life. You will learn how to communicate your needs and desires to others in a non-threatening manner using the mutually empowered transactional technique of amigo talk, which replaces self-destructive ploys of using threats and intimidation or negative manipulations or guilt and seduction. By employing these potent logistic tools to confront men and women in a respectful, cherishing way, you will discover fundamental self-esteem and restore good mental and physical health. Dr. Pat Allen promises you can drive yourself sane using the same tools used to drive us crazy every day, words. So we have a call-in number. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. The Wand Institute currently offers ladies' groups. Dr. Allen, myself. Oh, I think we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question? Oh, I think they left. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. My name's Sue Wagner. I'm the director of the Wand Institute. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter. I've been with Dr. Allen for over 30 years. With all of her seminars, helped her promote her Monday and Wednesday night seminars and sat through most of them. So I know just about all of Dr. Allen's techniques and tools. And I was trained by Dr. Allen with a TA, transactional analysis. So I know how to, I'm the philosophy, I'm okay, you're okay. Call in number 323-203-0815. I was talking about Dr. Allen offers ladies groups. They're monthly ladies groups. She conducts once a week for 4 weeks. The next one will be starting in August. She has it five ladies. Each lady receives 15 minutes work with Dr. Allen. And most of the ladies are in the group to try and to negotiate marriage with their partner. And I also have groups where I help the women with dating techniques, how to do online dating, how to communicate and be feminine. The one thing I notice is that there's so many women out there that they're in their masculine. They've been trained to be masculine in this type of a world. So I work with them to get them into their feminine. And then we also have one of Dr. Allen's colleagues, Patricia Elton. She's on after the show. She's the dream analysis interpretation. She has been trained by Dr. Allen, and she'll be on board with the Want Institute to help women with dream interpretation. And also, she's great with couples, and she's also good with life scripts. So with that, maybe I'll see if we can call Patricia and have her come on and see if she'll do some introduction on what she's going to offer the Wand Institute. Sam, can you call Patricia and see if she's available? He'll give her a minute to call. Let's see. I think he's calling her now. Patricia she's on after the show at 5 o'clock on LA Talk Radio. She does dream interpretations. So if you want your dream interpreted, call back.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. I was just talking about you on how you're going to be on board with the Wand Institute to help us. Dr. Allen transitions into retirement. I told them a little bit about you were trained by Dr. Allen, and you're also on the show at 5 o'clock to do dreams, but you're also available to do life scripts, and you are great with communication with couples. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, as you said, I've been working with Dr. Pat for over 30 years and trained by her, besides my other training and having had a clinic in my past in Malibu. And now I'm helping you, Sue, keep the Wand Institute going.
Thank you.
So what I like to do is encourage people to do life scripts, because that's how we get to the bottom of how we operate in life, because of our input from our upbringing, our schools, our churches, our TV shows we watch. Anyway, we're all programmed from 6 months in utero to ongoing on how we operate. But sometimes our habits and the ways we do things don't always serve us as time goes on. So this is how I help people unravel their, we call life script, which is the tapes, the downloads of life, so that we can decide what areas and what aspects of their life that no longer serve them, and replace old ways of doing things with new ways of doing things, which is how the Wand Institute operates. We have tools, right, Sue?
The tools, yes. And Patricia used to be on the radio show she was the co-host before, and then she got her own show. And we may kind of combine ourselves in the next couple of months. Patricia's been around with Pat for how many years?
Well, it's got over 30 years now.
And I can also say that, here's a little gossip, is that I had to use Patricia to help communicate with me and my daughter, which,
well, that's a tricky one.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
I'll personally endorse Patricia to help negotiate mother and daughter. Even though Pat is our mother and my daughter's grandmother, we still can't be taught by Dr. Allen. You can't do inner family work.
It's too close to home. So a third party agent, which that's where I come in, is the healthy way to do it, so that everybody can hear.
And I would say Patricia's great with couples. The one thing I want to promote is I don't do pre-marriage counseling, but Patricia and Dr. Allen did it before in her private practice. She does the relationship contract items, which is a bonus before you get married. Patricia's excellent in doing the relationship contract item sheet. Do you want to tell them?
Yes. Well, that's one of the crux of Dr. Pat's work, is getting people to work on their areas of negotiating their relationships. So we always talk about time, space, money, and play. Those are the areas in life, in all relationships, in marital relationships or life partner relationships, where people get glitches. And when you iron those out or negotiate all of those areas before you get into it, you'll cut a lot of angst and problems off at the pass.
It definitely, because I have a lot of women that don't understand, you know, what is it, sex and money. I know of a lot of women, they're afraid to tell their fiancés about their money because mm-hmm. they're afraid they need it as a backup. And I go, well, if you do that, what if he's doing that? It's, you know, so to have it all.
Well, we negotiate that. It's all negotiable. Nobody can take you hostage and take your money if you don't want them to take your personal money. But everything is negotiated when you come together in a relationship. And that goes for dating too. We negotiate everything with people.
And that's what Dr. Allen's tools, it's part of the transactional analysis that I'm okay, you're okay. The tools are the stroke and stand. You can use that for any transaction. I teach that mm-hmm. in groups because a lot of times people talk with intimidation and guilt towards the other person, and they're always going to get a reaction back that they're not going to like.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So when you get negative responses from people, it's oftentimes that whatever you wanted to say could have had a better presentation.
Yes, that's a hard one. And then, you know, my ladies. So I do the ladies groups. Dr. Allen still has some ladies groups. And then we're pushing Patricia in. She'll probably do mm-hmm. a brand of different stuff for the WAN Institute. But she's mm-hmm. great at dream interpretation. So please call in at 5 o'clock to LA Talk mm-hmm. Radio and have your dream interpreted, because what do the dreams do as far as like help you process what's going on inside?
That's right. Our dreams directly correlate to our waking lives, even though they come across to us in kooky symbols. And so they are symbolic messages trying to bring us to consciousness about the daily issues of life.
Yeah, that's great. So anything else you want to share with the audience? I'm glad that you picked up and you're able to join us. Do you want to share anything else with the audience that you, WAN Institute or anything
The WAN Institute has just been such a solid pillar for so many people for so many years for helping people navigate their lives. And it's my honor to have always been part of it for all these years. So it's part of what we do is to facilitate people understanding better ways to live.
Thank you. That's a great way to put it. So I want everybody call in tonight at 5 and have your dreams interpreted. Patricia also takes questions on relationships at 5 too, if you miss
That's
the
right.
4 o'clock. So she doesn't just do dreams. She's very versatile. So
I am indeed. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. I've got people, okay. I've got clients of from all over the world. People call me as far as Hong Kong, Australia, to Netherlands, Great Britain, Germany, and everything in the United States as well. So I'm on call and available to do what I can to help the world be a better place.
Hello? We have a caller here. I'm going to have to cut you off, Patricia.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, caller.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Huh?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can I help you with?
I had a question around like the chicken or the egg, which comes first. And I was under the perspective that, okay, if a man creates a very healthy, masculine, safe zone, then I can relax and truly be in my feminine. And I recently ran across a different perspective that said, no, you're either feminine or you're not. It's not a negotiation, and the masculine energy doesn't have to prove anything to you. So you're either that or you're not. And I'd like to take your insight on
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, number one, we're both, we are all masculine and feminine. We all carry the masculine and feminine. However, sometimes we carry a little bit more of the masculine or a little bit more of the feminine. There's a lot of women that they've been built to want to succeed. They've been built to be more productive. So they process more of their masculine energy, but they still have feminine. And there's a lot of men who have maybe been coddled, or, you know, they're not quite as assertive. So they're both masculine and feminine, but they might be 75% feminine. So I'm not sure where you got that, because we both have masculine and feminine. It's how much energy you put forward in a relationship, because everybody's masculine at work. But when you're in a relationship, you want to have energies balance. That means hopefully one person's more masculine and one person carries more feminine, because they complement each other. If you have somebody that's 75% masculine and somebody that's 75% masculine on the man side, there's like two presidents. Well, I want, no, I want, no, we're doing it this way. Let's do it this way. They both want it their way. If you have two people that are more on the feminine energy, a man that's 75% feminine and a woman that's 85% feminine, they both sit there waiting for somebody to direct them what to do. They'll both sit there because they don't take the lead. So does that make sense on you? You really, I can be masculine one day and then turn off and be feminine, and so can a man. But most real alpha men do not go too feminine. They're into building careers and money. Those are your real alpha males.
So I agree with everything you just said, and I know that we both have both. And if you are going to be with a true alpha masculine, then the best match for them would be a very feminine woman and that energetic dance, right?
Yes.
Listening, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I understand that in order to be with a very alpha man, you must want to be the feminine, or else you find a more feminine man, so it balances out. My question is, if I've had to be in my masculine role for a long time, but I understand that in order to be with an alpha masculine man, I want to be in my feminine. But
yes,
if I feel that this alpha man hasn't made it safe for me to relax into my feminine, that's the perspective that I come with. So if you're wanting me to be feminine and act like a wife, then I need you to act like a husband and pay the bills. And this guy's saying, no, you're either that feminine, and you have to prove it to the masculine man that you're feminine. We don't have to show you anything. We're the alpha males. That's kind of what he was saying. I found interesting, and I wanted to get your guys' take on this anyway I heard him, because
here's what I'm getting from the men nowadays, just because there's so many masculine women out there. The men want equality. They want the woman to give, to be just as strong as he is. They want that until they get it, and then they don't like it. Just like the masculine woman goes for the feminine man, and she's fine taking care of him, but then it burns her out. Those masculine men, they want the strong women, but then they get tired of it because it's too competitive. So you don't have to prove anything. How you would negotiate, so give me an example of what he wants, and I'll tell you a communication tool. What is he asking for?
He's saying, I have high expectations of how to run her household. I work all day. you don't work as much as I do because yes. I have a different career, but I still pay for everything. Everything I do is half and half. Like he doesn't pay my bills. He doesn't pay my rent. He says,
well, wait a minute. Let's time out right there. Did you negotiate? Are you living with him?
He's in the transition and he's temporarily moving in with me.
See, now, if you heard us earlier, the relationship contract item, it goes through time, money, sex, and living arrangements. You negotiate who's paying what, how much you're putting into the till, who's responsible for this, who's responsible for that. It's a whole negotiation sheet, which you negotiate.
It just started right now, but we're pretty much going to be 50-50.
But
he said to me, I would love to come home to home cooked meals. And
you can't do that. No, I'm sorry. That is not going to work because you're going to get burned out. 50-50 means you have to do equal plus more.
Yeah, that's my feeling. But he said, I work all day and you don't. So by default, almost like I should do it, even though, but that was kind of my thing. I'm like, well, that feels like something a wife would do, but I don't feel like a wife because I'm doing 50-50 with you.
Well, I can hear that it's communication. If you would say something, and this is her negotiation, Dr. Allen's, honey, I really appreciate you want to go 50-50. That doesn't feel good. I worked maybe not as hard as you, but I have a job as well. If you want to work full time and you want me to cook meals, I would be comfortable negotiating our financial arrangements and our chore arrangements. What do you think about that?
Okay.
And then I can send you a list of the contract items and you go through and write down what you want and what you don't want in time, space, money, and play. And that would be, maybe you say, I'm happy to cook meals Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then, who's going to be buying the groceries? Who's going to be taking out the trash? Who's going to be cleaning the house? Who's going to be doing laundry? Did you negotiate this?
We haven't, because the
that's
set
what's
going
to have
week.
The problem. Because if he wants you to cook meals, guess what? He's going to want you to clean the dishes, do the grocery shopping, do the laundry. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
So when is this move supposed to take place?
In a week.
Oh, boy. What are your thoughts? I mean, Patricia Eltinge does good negotiation with that, but I can send you the sheet and you can have a format. If you want to contact me at the office, I'll send you the sheet and you can get a guideline to go over what you want and not want.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I just, aside from, I'd love to do that. And if we have time for one more general question,
okay.
I don't know that it'll come out. It's my mind feels a little jumbled right now because aside from that, I'm wondering, with the research and the study and all of the education that you guys have you ever ran into this idea that an alpha masculine man and anyone, I guess men that earn more than six figures, it's less than 3%. So it's a very small amount of men that actually earn that type of life that would be able to provide and protect, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying, or this other relationship coach, but forget about what he says, because I've heard it from multiple men.
Okay.
Have you guys heard anything that these guys somehow think it's okay to sleep around with other women, and the women that are with them that are very feminine tend to be okay with that? Have you run into anything like that? Because
Okay. Let me take you. And I get all this information from Dr. Allen listening to her. These questions are brought up in her seminars. Men are built to be polygamous. They're built to spread the seed everywhere. Women are, but a woman requires them to be monogamous with her virtue. Now, some women, it's either you want to get laid or paid. They are okay being with a man if they get paid. And if they set it up, he wants to go and and have affairs, as long as she gets to have her house and her cars and the kids taken care of, she may agree to it. And if there's enough money, she's okay with him having a mistress. That happens. Dr. Allen is not a moralist, so she agrees if you negotiate it.
I guess I'm kind of opening my eyes to a very real possibility that if you are with someone, if it's 3% of men that do make six figures or more, that they almost feel entitled to have other relationships because they're more polyamorous. And I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. But
it's not a black and white, but it is a high majority. There's men that don't make as the 3% that high that still negotiate those kind of deals. I don't agree that it's a black and white, that every man with that income status does it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to contact me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, I can send you that relationship contract and I'll give you some information to fill out. And all you have to do is tell this man, communicate in your feminine, your wants and not wants. You write down what you're okay doing when you move in. And maybe cooking meals 3 days a week, because that's a lot to cook meals every day. When do you get to go and play for yourself?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't work as hard, but everybody's male at work, whether you're a janitor or a CEO at a big business, they're both the same.
Yeah.
They're both masculine roles.
Yeah. And I don't work
in houses. Even if you're an artist and you're doing fun things, you're still working.
Yeah.
Oh, you're starting to cut off. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the kind of lifestyle I am, more of I guess you could say artist in that way. So a nice portion of my day is finding that time to meditate and relax. And I do work and I do have clients and I am artistic, but then in his eyes, he thinks, well, you're not doing anything. So
no, that's not a way to evaluate everybody at work, no matter what the job. If you're a babysitter, you're still doing things. You're still in your masculine taking care. Mothers are masculine. Mothering children is masculine.
Okay.
Taking care of kids.
Yeah.
I think he's got the idea that he's a big wig, so he gets to have the clout, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think I have a lot of negotiating to do.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe, you know, I'll send you the contract, but Patricia else, if he's willing to get on with Patricia, she could help him. It's better if a third party can help him with this information on masculine energy. I don't want you to come across as a teacher to him or his therapist.
Yeah.
You can't do that, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say. You can't. It's not good for you to start preaching to him like his mother.
Yeah, I agree. It's never worked well for me.
You could say something like, honey, I have a suggestion. I heard this great lady that can negotiate. Here's the contract. Would you be willing to sit in on a session before you move in so we can negotiate our living arrangements?
Okay.
This will be on a recording if you want to listen to it later.
Yeah, and I have the email, so I will reach out.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a great call. Thank you, caller. So many, I feel kind of bad because she's going to be moving in. And one thing Dr. Allen says is be careful moving in without an engagement ring because you may not get married.
Please leave your message for 71.
We had a caller. Caller, let's see, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. With what I was saying before is the relationship contract item sheet. That's great for people in the situation where they're moving in, so everybody knows what they're expected as far as chores and financial arrangements, and even where if they want to go out, if they want to have a day out with the girlfriends, if you negotiate it with your partner, then that's a win-win. So with that, let's see. I'm taking a time out here to catch myself. I have some checking my email here if I have any calling questions. Well, let's see. I don't seem to have any questions. Like I was saying, we're going. Dr. Allen may be on next week, and Kelly may be on, but we're going to. Oh, caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. So I have a question. Nice to be here. I have a question because a man was dating me. I was in a relationship with someone long distance, and I don't know. Sometimes I like push people away. Like sometimes it's subconscious. Sometimes I just do it, but I kind of like pushed him away, and it was a big red flag for him because it kind of went really left. And he said we should take a break. He was supposed to come visit me in August, and my birthday's in that same month. And he said he canceled his trip and he needs space.
Well, let me ask you again. Yeah. You said something about you have a habit of pushing men away. How did you push this man away? What behavior were you doing?
I was just like asking him a lot of questions about what his plans were, what he planned on doing, da da da. Like, and when, and all these things. And then he was like, okay, like we can figure these things out, and like kind of like getting annoyed with him. But the main thing he asked me was, well, do you love me though? And I just didn't answer him. And I was
okay.
Silent.
Well, let me ask you something. When you were asking him all those questions, who was the masculine and who was the feminine?
I probably was the masculine in that moment.
Does he want to be the masculine or the feminine?
I think he prefers to be the masculine.
So not to hurt anybody's feelings, but when you talk to a man like that and you start barking out orders, you're like his mother.
I know. I realize that.
And so it's unfortunately men don't want to be, they pretty much, mom, I don't want to live here. They move out as fast as they can. And when they meet a girl, she is always a little bit like mom and a little bit like dad. But when you're scolding him and, telling him, what are we doing? He feels like he doesn't have a choice and he can't be himself. So I understand why he canceled. You can't bait and switch a man. You can't be feminine and then turn masculine and then turn feminine again.
Mm. Okay.
So what I would do is he asked you one simple thing, do you love me? And you wouldn't answer it. So something inside scares you about men.
Mm.
It's called
it's
an attachment style. It's avoidant. You want men, but then you get afraid and push them away. They consider that an avoidant. You want to be in a relationship, but then all of a sudden a guy gets too close and you got to push him away.
Hmm.
There's good books to read about that. I can give you a good book.
Is it attached? Because I think I have that book.
Yes, it's attached. It's attached. Yeah. You want to go for secure. But women that want men and then they start telling them how to do it, it's called a masculine shield. If you're in control of the man, you don't have to look at yourself. You get to control all the outcome. So women that want to control the man, it's more about they're for fear of themselves, out of control. They can't surrender and be feminine or vulnerable. They have to always be in their head.
Yeah, it was like a wake-up call because this is a pattern. I just keep doing this, and I don't want to do it, and I want to know if there's, like, a way to fix it.
Well, here's
and get him back.
Well, okay, I can help you with this part. Is it takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior. Everybody has self-sabotage. We all were programmed to do some things that comes natural, push-pull. So that's a habit. And you do it without even realizing it because it's subconscious. You can get a life script to find out how you learned that. Patricia and Dr. Pat do that. Or you can read books. But the thing is, you have to be aware when you're doing it. You have to catch yourself doing it and stop. Because once you start stopping, you can start a new behavior. If you hear yourself starting to scold a man, oh, stop. I got to stop doing that. That starts the reprogramming to a new behavior. And it takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it. So I offer ladies groups that I help my ladies with these self-sabotaging things. I have them meet once a week and I keep them on track to help them stay feminine. But I don't do it alone. I guide them. They do a lot of work on their own because it is self-help. And if you want him back, you can write him a high bye letter because he's got 8 weeks. But you can also call him and say, I want to apologize and make an amends for disrespecting you. I acted like your mother and it was not very respectful. I do love you and I do want to see you.
That's so did actually speak after he said he needed it. Like after we got into that whole thing, we spoke again and I apologized and I said I want to see him, and he told me, well, I canceled my trip, and maybe I should take some time. He should take some time to think, and he thinks I should take some time to think about if I actually really love him and
yes,
want to
but
be with
me,
him.
Let me ask you, how did you tell him the apology? Because it may not have been as sincere. How can you go over what you actually said? Because I listened to the words and the language.
I can't remember word for word, but he did say that this was the most emotional he's ever seen me throughout our time. So it's like maybe the first time that I actually came across.
Okay. So here's the dilemma now. Men have 8 weeks to ruminate. Think, feel, to see if he really wants you back. How long has it been since the last time you contacted him?
Saturday we spoke. And
okay.
My birthday's coming up.
Well, I don't know if I would count, feminine energy is patience. So you're going to have to white knuckle it and be patient until he gets ready to reach out.
Okay.
He's got to do it his way, unfortunately. If you reach out to him, you're disrespecting his request for time away.
I did ask him, I said, how would you like me to like approach this? You said you need time away. He's like, I'm not scared of you. Like, I just am saying, like maybe I got to think about some things. So I don't know if that meant, I mean, I really don't even know, like, are we dating but on a break or are we just done?
Why do you need to know?
I don't know. I don't want to hold out anything.
Wait a minute. Hope. Because you can't be feminine and be patient. You have to be in your head and figure out and have logic and be detailed.
Mm-hmm.
If you can be feminine and just sit patiently till he reaches out and you know what? Just go do your fun things. I wouldn't suggest go date, but I would say go take care of yourself. Go get manicures, go get bubble baths, go get facials, go do things that make you happy, that you're not sitting in pain wanting direction from him. He's told you, I need some space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's what I will be patient. I'm going to take that advice. But here's what I think. I know you're going to be like, this is masking your thinking.
No,
I
don't want to hear
out.
What you think. Guess what? You're feminine. We don't want to know what you think, dear. That's masculine.
I know. Okay, but can I ask a question? Another question.
You can ask a question, but do you? But listen, do you keep hearing all your buts when I tell you an answer? That's a sign of you hear my answer, but you don't like it, so you want to cheat. You want me to ask another one, hoping you hear a different answer. But I'll take your question. I just want this is part. I'm just helping you be aware. It's not a knockdown. It's to help you be aware. So, what's your next question?
Okay, my next question is, if he reaches out to me for my birthday, how should I handle that?
Here's what you say. You act like you're kill him with kindness. Dr. Allen said when men go away and they do their little ruminating and they come back, do not punish them. Say, oh, I'm happy to hear from you. I missed you. I'm so glad that you reached back. Could you do that? Or do you want to be mad at him?
No, I can do that. I will do that.
And do not ask, please, feminine energy does not bark out questions. The man is assertive. He's the power. He's going, he goes, he asks the questions. He gives the details. He gives the directions. The woman receives it and gives back. If he says, I'm going to come to your house and we're going to go out to dinner, or if he says, I'm going to come to your house, I don't know what we're going to do yet, you say, oh, okay, that sounds fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call me back. I'd like to hear. You know what? Honestly, it sounds good. This man has not said, I don't ever want to see you again. But unfortunately, this happens so much. You've got the 8 weeks, and I think he'll come back and say, reach out on your birthday, maybe even just to say happy birthday, but I want you to kill him with kindness and be vulnerable and don't go into your logic and question him. No, don't ask him about where your relationship status is because you might not like the answer he tells you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Until he physically says, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask for it. He asked for time away. He didn't say we're done.
Okay. And the 8 weeks, does it start all over again if he reaches out for my birthday?
It starts every time he reaches out and you talk, taste, touch, smell, or hear him.
Okay. And I don't reach out at all.
You do not reach out anymore unless he reaches out to you first.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. All righty. We're coming to the end of the show now. Thank you, all callers, and thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll have Dr. Pat back and Kelly Ward. And if you cannot join the show to call in live, I do take questions. You can email me questions at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. I'll be happy to take questions. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining us, and I'll see you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.